The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shvilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The following shiur has been graciously dedicated by
Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'iloi Nishmas,
their parents,
Matasyo Yoinesen Ben Yisro Leib, Zechorinu Lavracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
The Gemara in Nazir Yadal Amar Aleph says, K'moshe b'shiva ba'adar mai. Like Moshe Rabbeinu on Zion Adar, what's the halacha? At first glance, a freestanding question, unrelated to Naziris Shemshin or any of the other previously discussed boys in the Gemara. I would like to discuss a few interesting questions which come up which we can learn from this Gemara. First of all, what does the Gemara mean when somebody says, K'moshe b'shiva ba'adar mai? And second of all, what does it have to do with the previous Gemara? The Mefarish says that it means that just like Moshe Rabbeinu on Zion Adar obviously didn't drink wine anymore, so that's what the fellow means to say, K'moshe b'shiva ba'adar, that he stopped drinking wine, so will I. The Shita Megubetza says a similar idea, that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu drank wine, obviously many were oinanim and many were betzar, and they were perished from Yayin, and he means to say that just like they were perished from Yayin, so am I. However, the Magi over here, as well as others, obviously jump on the Mefarash and say that it doesn't make sense to say that that's what the fellow meant. The Meiri adds that not only that, but it wouldn't be a good hatfasa. We know from all over Masechta Nedarim that you need to have hatfasa b'davar another, and this definitely would not be hatfasa b'davar another. If Moshe Rabbeinu, oh by the way, didn't drink wine, and certainly if everyone else also didn't, that's not a davar another, they just happened not to drink wine the day of the Levaya, and maybe a few days as well later on. So the Magia says that the Mefarish meant to say, like what Taisus says. What does Taisus say? That the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, probably many people were very bizar and were looking to elevate themselves, and they made a vow to be Nazirim, from the Rav Tzairim, Taisus says. And similarly you can find in the Pirush HaRosh here on the side. Taisus, however, points out that this is Ktsas Kasha, to say that everybody in the Midbar there was Mekabel Naziris on themselves, B'yoyim Misas Moshe, and that that's what Keshiva Ba'adar Mai means, that he means to refer to the Naziris that they accepted on themselves, that's what he wants to do as well. Taisus has a problem with that. What's the problem? Because there's a man, the Umar, in the end of Zvachim that says, In Karbonis Nadarma Nadovis Kraven Bibama. So therefore, these Nazirim in the Midbar would never be able to be Makar of their Karbon Naziris, and therefore, they would have been stuck without being back of their karbonis all their lives, and they would have to remain a nazir. That's Taisus Kasha at the end. There's a few problems with the Taisus. First of all, the Karanayra and Rashash say that Eina Dharma Adavis Kraven Bevalma is not really accurate. And the Rashash wants to change the Girsa because of that. And also, moreover, the Karanayra wants to know that Naziris, they could have been makriv in the oil mine in the Midbar. While they were in the Midbar for 30 days afterwards, Maisha's Ptir was on Zion Adar, as we see, obviously. And they were in the Midbar until Yud Nisan, which is more than 30 days later. So why then couldn't they be makriv the Karbonis in the oil mine? Now, guys, the Chedushim over here brings down that the Malbusha Yontif and the Rashash as well struggle with this question. What's the big deal? They could have been Makar of the Karbonis Naziris in the Midbar. There is a very nice teretz, perhaps, to this question, that why wasn't Klai Yisrael able to be Makar of the Karbonis Nazirim in the Midbar? Because they were there until Yud Nisan, and the 30 days after the Naziris that would have presumably started on Zion Adar would have ended on Zion Nisan, and that is as follows. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Ayin Amid Beis that B'yom Shemis HaNasi, if the Nasi dies, Rashi says a Loshen, Mitzvah Al Kol Yisrael L'Tamis Loi. Presumably then, on Zion Adar, everybody involved themselves in being Metame themselves and being Mesasik in Kfuras Moshe, and many, many of them were Tamei. And therefore, they would have to wait another 7 days before they begin their Naziris, which would lead them all the way until Yud Dalet Nisan, right? Zion Adar, until Yud Dalet Adar would be the Tumas Zion Yomim from the Misa, the Tumas Meis from Moshe Rabbeinu, and then they would need another 30 days. That already would arrive at Yud Dalet Nisan, where they had already gone over the Yarden, and they would no longer have more than Gilgal, which is not kosher for Akrovas Naziris. So perhaps that's what Taisus means. That's the Ambua Disafri and Parshas Nosei's suggestion to answer this question in a very creative method. Two interesting points that we see from all this is, first of all, if one were to wonder if Parshas Nosei, the Parsha of Naziris that we accepted in the Midbar itself, was actually used, in other words, were there Nazirim actually in the Midbar, this Taisus is quite clear that there were Nazirim in the Midbar. That's number one. And number two, it seems clear from Taisus that should somebody be Mekabel Naziris and he wouldn't be able to bring a carbon, then he is stuck as being a nazir forever. Likewise, this has a very contemporary nafkamina. If somebody v'zman hazeh were to make a vow that he wants to be a nazir, he'll also be in the same situation, and he'll be stuck as a nazir, hopefully not for long, but until Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is re-erected or brought down from heaven, and he could now bring his carbon naziris. Until then, he would be bound by the din that he's a nazir forever and ever until he could be makir of his carbon. That's what we see from here. And in fact, even though you look in Shulchan Aruch, you don't find much about naziris, but the Rambam says clearly in Seif Perek Beis from Hilchus Naziris that if somebody is makabel naziris, we actually say that he's a nazir and he's mechuyev to go to Eretz Yisrael, because there's a din of tumas Eretz Amim, and in Chutz Laaretz there's lots of tum all over the place, and therefore he's not allowed to be matame himself as a nazir, and he should therefore go to Eretz Yisrael. This is slightly problematic, because normally we assume that everybody anyway today is Tamei Meis, and we don't have the Efer Parah to be Matar of them, so what would it be better to go to Eretz Yisrael than to Chutz Laaretz? The Ravid over there discusses it, perhaps going according to his general opinion about Tumah Bizman HaZeh for Kehanim, and it's not for now to go into that whole lengthy discussion, but you see clearly in the Rambam that there definitely is such a thing. Some are of the opinion that in general Naziris is not Negei and Chutz Laaretz, but that doesn't seem to be the prevailing opinion. And in Shulchan Aruch, you can find a sif in Siman Reish Lametes in Yeridei and Hilchus Nadarim that he talks about Hareini Nozer, Hareini Nozer. And the Shach right away over there in the middle of Sifkat and Chavches in Siman Reish Lametes actually says that yes, most of the rules of Naziris are omitted by the Shulchan Aruch, just like they were by the Torah and the Rambam. And they are definitely noyeg, and you should act accordingly. It's just that since it's not common and it's not normally done, it's therefore not discussed at great length in Shulchan Aruch. See the Shach over there. So, of course, definitely not a good idea to get involved in an Hareini Nozer Bizman HaZeh. Getting back to what we were discussing here in our sugya, Taisus is wondering that if there were Makabal Nazirs in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the Pshat in the sugya, so then they would be stuck with that forever. The Karanayer wants to suggest a different Pshat in our Gemara, that it means Hareini Nazir Kemoshe B'Shiva V'Adar, because the source of Nazirs being Lamed Yom, even though we're familiar with Kaddish Yiyah, that Yiyah is Gematria Lamed Yom, but the Sifri and Parsha Zayis HaBracha says a different source that we learned out from the 30 days of Avli Shal Moshe. So that's what he means. He means to refer to that 30-day Alfusa, just like the Zion Adar of Moshe Rabbeinu resulted in 30 days of Elus, also 30 days of Nazirs. However, he still struggles himself explicitly, what does this have to do with the previous Gemaras at all? How did this come in over here? So for that, there are two methods of explanation in our Gemara, which do sympathize with the Hemshech of the Gemara. First of all, the Brisker Rav, in Chedushim Aron Rizal Levi, Perek Dalet from Elus Nazirs, Halacha Yud, he says that the Pshat, according to the Rambam in our Gemara, is completely different. It means that just like if Moshe were to be Mekabel Naziris the day that he died on Zion Adar, who adin, if someone is Mekabel Naziris in such a manner that he's not going to have the Lamed Yom? That's the Gemara Shaila. If someone's basically Mekabel Naziris, albeit a little bit of a roundabout way of bringing out that question, that is the way the Brisker Rav explains the Rambam's understanding of this Gemara, and that's how you can understand very well, obviously, how the Gemara is a continuation from the previous questions. Similarly, Reb Meir Simcha, in Ar Sameach, Perek Dal Halacha Tes from Nazir, as I saw later, also has a similar type of approach to explain this Gemara, very much in sync with the questions that we asked earlier. It's talking about if someone's Mekabel Naziris in a way where he's not going to have the full time of the 30 days to exercise and observe all the rules of his Naziris. Ayin Shem Adar Sameach. Now, interestingly enough, we mentioned the question about if there was Naziris in the Midbar or not. Even if you learn like the Arsameach or the Brisker Rav and others, that this Gemara, or even the Karanura, that this Gemara has nothing to do with whether there was Naziris in the Midbar or not, there still is another source that there was Naziris in the Midbar, just though, by the way, from Taisus later on in the Flamed Zayin of his Beis, as well as in Taisus Psachim Mem Dalid, where he discusses the Pasuk of Mishras and the concept of Tam Keikir, and he says that it would be Negeya at a point in the Midbar, if somebody would be a Nazir in the Midbar, if you would have an Isser. Ayin Shem, you see clearly that Taisus had no problem understanding that there would be Naziris in the Midbar, and after all, why not? If not for this carbon factor, which, as we mentioned, might not be an issue if someone would be Mekabel Naziris a year or two earlier in the Midbar, as opposed to when they were on their way to Gilgal. In related news, did you ever wonder if somebody's last day Hareini Nazir on Shabbos? Normally you say that making a vow on Shabbos shouldn't be a problem, because although the Mishnah in Be'edaf Lamed Vav and its Paskins and Shulchan Aruch prohibits making Kinyanim and Akdashis and Trumas on Shabbos, But saying Hareini Nazir shouldn't necessarily be related to that. However, as we know already this far into Nazir, being Mekabel Naziris on yourself is a big machlokes achronim, exactly what it is. If it's just a din, like a nether, that you're not allowed to do the three things, be Metam L'Mesim, drink wine or grapes, and cut your hair, or it's actually a chalois kedusha that a person is shafing on himself, a person is creating on himself a sanctification of Hareini Nazir, that he has the crown and the sanctity of a Naziris, as is famous from the Mariv Asan and the Chuvis Marist and the Avnei Meluim, and so on and so forth. Everybody discusses what exactly is the anatomy of a Nazir. Is it a sanctification in the person, a kedusha that's chal in the person that he is a Nazir, or is it just a din that he's bound by the vow that he made not to do anything contradictory to the rules of a Nazir? If it is some sort of sanctification that he's saying Hareini Nazir and he's being Mekadosh himself, Bekdushas Naziris, like some learn, and there is Mashmois for that in the Rishonim as well, then perhaps we could wonder, maybe you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So I saw that the Ben Pirates, Rabbi Yosef Engel, discusses this question, and he brings a raya here from Aratisus, that since there are many sources to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Shabbos, and Tosfos is saying that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, they were Mekabel Naziris, they obviously didn't have a question of making Naziris on Shabbos. What a brilliant, interesting angle. And of course, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter at the wee end of the day, like we know, Bein HaShemashos or whatever, so even if it was before Shkia, but perhaps still they were Mekabel Naziris, it wasn't Shabbos anymore. Yeah, there's ways to get out of the ride, but it's definitely an interesting thought.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.